Train.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Carl Junction High School in Carl Junction, Missouri. We've got girls basketball action for you, varsity girls. West Plains Lady Zizzers is going to take on the Carl Junction Lady Bulldogs. And this is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And we'll take a break. And we'll come back in 3 minutes and we'll talk some Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your health care decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, pasta lovers, your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn of West Plains just got even better.
What could be better than endless pizza?
How about bottomless baked pastas? We're talking chicken Alfredo Supreme loaded with tender grilled chicken, creamy sausage and peppers pasta with Italian spices, and classic chicken parmesan baked to perfection.
Mmm, and I can try them all?
That's right, along with their famous pizza, salad, desserts, and more. Visit Pizza Inn of West Plains today on Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware in West Plains.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. J.D. Power ranked the team at Shelter Insurance number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School. It is your Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And the first game tonight in the Lady Zizzer JV ball game, West Plains won it 56-25. West Plains had the turbo clock going in the fourth quarter. But the Lady Zizzers win the JV contest 56-25. All right. Now then, it's time for the varsity action. And the varsity at the present time is for West Plains 15-8 on the season. Carl Junction is 5-16 on the season. And I believe Coach Ryan Odifer, Carl Junction Lady Bulldogs, we think he's going to be starting J.C. Hoka, Delaney Harris, Deshae Berge, Kenna Ellison, and Jaden Howard. That's who we think he's going to be starting, so we'll have to wait and see. For the Lady Zizzers, Coach Christy Otter, she'll be starting Lucy Hafer, Zoe Scharnhorst, Angela McWilliams, Shaley Peterson, and Jillian Green. So that'll be the five starters for the West Plains Lady Zizzers here at Carl Junction tonight. And one note to add, And you remember the last ball game last Monday at West Plains High School. Violet Hafer, the freshman, went down in the JV ball game in the fourth quarter with a leg injury. And come to find out, it was just a slight sprained knee. She played the JV ball game here tonight, and she's dressed out for the varsity as well. So that's some good news for West Plains Lady Zizzers. Violet Hafer seems to be doing okay, so she'll be able to finish out the season. Now let's take a look at the Carl Junction Lady Bulldogs, the West Plains Lady Zizzers. And Carl Junction, they average 43 points a game on offense, and they average giving up 52 points a game on defense. Now, the Lady Zizzers, they average 61 points per game on offense, and they average giving up 50 points per game on defense. So, Lady Zizzers, a long trip over here. It was a about a three-hour bus ride trip over here, and we're over by Joplin, in case you didn't know. Lady Zizzers getting ready to take on the Carl Junction Lady Bulldogs, and then up next we'll have the varsity boys action between West Plains and Carl Junction. But first we've got the varsity Lady Zizzer basketball action between the Lady Zizzers and the Carl Junction Lady Bulldogs. And once again, it is your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll have your starting lineups. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Here's Dr. Jason McConnell on our uniquely active population and keeping them moving.
Around here, our patients in their 70s, 80s, and 90s are doing things you wouldn't normally expect for their age. It's a blessing to live in such an active community where staying active is a way of life. At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, it's our privilege to help keep them on the go.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howe County specializing in personal relationships is Sean Duggan's group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733 or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Spring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, push hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today.
Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in store with multiple options. From feed, including organic options, to supplies, Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School. And we've got the starting lineups being introduced right now. Lucy Hafer, Zoe Scharnhorst. Here comes Ainsley McWilliams, Shaylee Peterson, and Jillian Green. That'll be the starting five for the West Plains Lady Zizzers and Coach Christy Otter. She's assisted by Eli Ernst and Madison Matag. Up next will be Carl Junction. Well, the lights have gone out. We got a little video playing right now on the scoreboard. Once again, want to remind you, pregame show is brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Also want to remind you, Pasta Lover is your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn of West Plains. Just got even better with bottomless baked pastas. We're talking chicken Alfredo Supreme, creamy sausage and peppers, and classic chicken parmesan baked to perfection. try them all at Pizza Inn of West Plains, Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware in West Plains. Pizza Inn, one of the sponsors for Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball. All right. Time for the Lady Bulldogs from Carl Junction lineup. Delaney Harris will be the first one out. Deshae Berge is the next one out. Kenna Ellison. Nevaeh Triplett will be the next one out. And then Jaden Howard. That's the five starters for the Carl Junction Lady Bulldogs. They are 5-16 on the season, coached by Coach Ryan Odefer. So it's time. Let's get some basketball action going here. First of two games this evening. Zizzer Varsity Boys are up next. And I believe it's also senior night tonight, so they'll honor Carl Junction, be honoring seniors between the girls' varsity game and the boys' varsity game. All right. We're ready to go. And looks like it's going to be Delaney Harris jumping center with Jillian Green. And we are ready to go. And Lady Zizzers control the tip. Hafer up top to McWilliams. Right side to Scharnhorst. Back up to McWilliams now. And Carl Junction is playing a man-to-man, and Ainsley McWilliams got loose, went all the way around the right wing, and a layup on the right side. Lady Zizzer strike first, 2-0. And Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. That's Berge. Berge gives it up that's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Bulldog basketball as Triplett had it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. So Howard will throw it in for the Lady Bulldogs. Goes all the way up top to Harris. On the left side, he'll give it up to Ellison. And now coming down the lane, shot blocked by Green. And the second shot is no good. Lady Zizzers couldn't get a hold of the basketball. And now a foul is going to be called as Triplett will go to the line to shoot three. And Lucy Hafer picks up the foul, her first team foul. And here's three free throws for Nevaeh Triplett. She missed the first one. Second free throw for Triplett. Is good. The Carl Junction's on the board. Here comes the third free throw. And it's good. We're tied up 2-2, 7-10 to go, first quarter. McWilliams kicks it out to Hafer on the left wing. She'll bring it in the lane. Scharnhorst with it on the right side. She'll give it back up. Hafer coming down the lane. She's going to try to score and does. Lucy Hafer with a little up and under. Lady Zizzers up 4-2. And it'll be Harris with the basketball. And it is thrown away. McWilliams will steal it. Hafer up the floor. Scharnhorst on the right wing. She'll fire a three. It's no good. And Nevaeh Triplett with the basketball. Coming down the lane, shot up, no good, and Triplett gets the rebound. Gets the rebound again. She's going to get fouled, and I believe Lucy Hafer is going to get the foul. Now, she has picked up two quick fouls here in the ball game. And actually, it was Berge who's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. First one by Berge is good. Turkey will try to tie it up here with her second free throw. And she missed it. Green with the rebound. McWilliams coming the other way. And she'll give it up to Green. Green down the corner. Peterson fires for three. It's good. Shaylee Peterson out of the left corner with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. 7-3, Lady Zizzers with the lead. And it's knocked away by Green out of bounds. It'll be Lady Bulldog basketball. So it will be Howard to throw it in on the baseline. Howard looking. We'll go up top to Berge, who will fire a three. It's no good. McWilliams with the rebound. Up the floor, gets it to Scharnhorst. Scharnhorst on the layup. It's good. And the Lady Zizzers lead it 9-3. 5:50 to go, first quarter. And it is Triplett. Triplett with the basketball in the lane. She's going to get fouled. And this may go against Lucy Hafer. And if so, it is. That is Lucy's. She has picked up three fouls in about 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Free throw is no good by Triplett. And now Hafer will go out, and she's going to have to sit down for a while. And Zoe Shrubb will come into the ball game. Triplett's second free throw coming up. And it's good. So Triplett now with 3 points. And it's a 9-4 Lady Zizzer lead. Peterson underneath. Easy basket on the right side. It's 11-4 Lady Zizzers with the lead. 5.5 to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers with some full court pressure now. And it goes out of bounds. And timeout called by Carl Junction. 11-4, Lady Zizzers lead it with 5:27 to go in the first quarter. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is kicking off Ram Truck Month with big savings on all new Rams in stock. Save up to $17,000 off MSRP on new 2024 Ram 2500s. Save up to $13,000 off MSRP on new 2025 Ram 1500s. Baird has banked with millions of dollars secured just for your next truck loan. And interest rates as low as 4.9% for 72 months. Baird will buy your trade even if you don't buy ours. Hurry into a Baird location near you or check our low prices out online at PipeBaird.com. Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See for details.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School, I should say. And it will be Carl Junction Basketball, 5:27 to go first quarter. Lady Zizzers with the lead, 11-4. And we're waiting. Now here we go. Lady Zizzers in that full court trapping press. And here comes Hokut, who's into the ball game. And also Odafer on the right side. And shot is no good. And it's put back up and in by Berge, and she's fouled. She's going to the free throw line to shoot one. And foul on Scharnhorst, her first. That is the fourth team foul. Carl Junction doesn't have a foul yet in the ball game. And the free throw is missed. Green with the basketball. And finally, they're going to call a jump ball, and it will go to Carl Junction. So Howard will throw it in, and it'll be Hokut up top. Hokut gives it up to Triplett. Triplett almost lost it, but gets it back. Triplett trying to get in the lane, comes down the lane. She's going to score, and another foul called on West Plains. And that's going to be Scharnhorst. She picked up her second. That's the fifth team foul on Lady Zizzers with no fouls on Carl Junction yet. Scharnhorst comes out. Ashley Colton comes in. And Triplett will be shooting one for Carl Junction. And she makes it. And it is a two-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams goes inside. Peterson underneath with the basket. Her seventh point of the night. Four-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Here comes Berge down the right side, up and in. And the way the officials have been calling this ball game, Lady Zizzers are kind of shying away from contact. Ainsley McWilliams pulls up for the jumper. She's got four. Lady Zizzers up by four. Kick ball by the Lady Zizzers, and it'll be Lady Bulldog basketball on the baseline. Lady Zizzers still in that full court press. 4:17 to go first quarter. And they'll get it in. And almost stolen. Coming up the floor, and Zoe Shrub knocks it away out of bounds. It'll be Carl Junction basketball on the side here. Actually, not quite in the exact corner on the left side. Hocut up top for Carl Junction on the left wing. Goes inside. Peterson with the steal. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. McWilliams right side to Colton. Ashley Colton spins underneath, and she's going to get fouled. Finally, we get the first foul of the ball game on Carl Junction. And Howard picks up the foul, her first team foul on Carl Junction. And Ashley Colton to the free throw line to shoot two, makes the first one. The senior has got her first point of the ball game. It's a five-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. 3:51 to go, first quarter. Second free throw is up, and it's good. And the Lady Zizzers now lead it by six. Bringing it up the floor, that would be Bergie. Bergie kicks it over, and shot is no good. And there's a foul as Shrub gets the inside position. And that foul is going to be Bergie. That's her first. Second team foul on Carl Junction. Lady Zizzers will inbound. And now full court pressure by Carl Junction. McWilliams with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline. Colton on the left wing. They'll go inside to Peterson. She'll go underneath and score. Shaylee Peterson now with 9 points in the ball game. It's an 8-point lead for Lady Zizzers. 3:20 to go first quarter. And Hocut on the right side. That would be Triplett. Triplett out of the corner for three. No good. And the basketball is picked up by Hocut on the left side. Hocut takes it back up top. Gives it to Triplett now up top. Triplett coming down the right side. And Colton with the rebound. Three on three. And Colton down the lane. Had it knocked out of her hands, it'll go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzers basketball on the baseline. McWilliams to throw it in. Nope, Green's going to throw it in. So here we go. Colton with the basketball. Peterson will fire a three, top of the key. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Bergie. Bergie will bring it up the floor across the timeline. On the right side is Hocut. Hocut up top now, gives it up, around the horn they go, Triplett down the left corner. Triplett will bring it, dribble it up top, gives it to Odifer, back up top to Triplett. Triplett with the basketball, and now a three-pointer is no good, and we got a jump ball. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. 2:10 to go first quarter, 19-11. Lady Zizzers with the lead over the Lady Bulldogs at Carl Junction. McWilliams now with the basketball, bringing it up the floor, across the timeline, gives it up to Shrub. Shrub dribbles up top, kicks it out. Green with it now. Green coming down the lane, shot no good. And Bergie with the basketball, or Triplett with the basketball, gives it up. to Howard. Howard up top on the wing. And the three is good by Berge. And it's a five-point lead. Minute and a half to go for the Lady Zizzers in the first quarter. And a lot of contact from the Lady Bulldogs. The officials are not calling here. Colton trying to get it to Peterson. And that's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. You can definitely tell we've traveled all the way over to the very corner of Southwest Missouri because I'll just say it's nice to have the home court advantage, and Shrub's going to get called for travel. And it'll be Lady Bulldog basketball, minute 19 to go here in the first quarter. Holcutt will bring it up. Lady Zizzers lead it by five. Holcutt. And she'll take it to the left. Gives it up to Triplett. Triplett on the left wing. Dribbles up. On the right wing now is Triplett. Triplett coming in. And the shot no good. No good. And Green blocks it out of bounds by the Lady Zizzers. So it will be Lady Bulldog basketball, 47 seconds to go in the first quarter on baseline. It'll be Howard to throw it in. Gives it up to Berge. Berge on the right side. Holcutt with it now. Holcutt gives it up. That's Odeford. Now back to Triplett. 35 seconds to go. They'll try to get it inside, and Lady Zizzers with the steal. McWilliams will bring it up. On the right side, Shrub, and in and out, no good. Green had the basketball, and Green goes flying. She got tripped up. I mean, literally launched in the air. And here comes Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. Holcutt up top for three. It's good. It's a two-point Lady Zizzer lead. McWilliams, 2 seconds, one. And Lady Zizzers don't get the shot off. 19-17, Lady Zizzers with the lead. And we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
I'm Dr. Nick Souter, the newest member of the team of board-certified surgeons at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm accepting patients at our clinics in Mountain Home and Salem, where I'll be evaluating and treating a broad scope of orthopedic issues. We use the most advanced technologies in both surgical and non-surgical procedures, like hyaluronic acid, PRP, and stem cell injections, all to help you stay active.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School. As we get ready to start the second quarter of play, the West Plains Lady Zizzers lead at 19-17 over the Carl Junction Lady Bulldogs, and it will be Lady Bulldog basketball start the second quarter. So Howard will throw it in on the side. And she'll give it to Holcutt. Lady Zizzers playing man-to-man defense right now. McWilliams with the basketball. Gives it up top to Ellison. And now Harris with the basketball. And Berge driving. And there's another foul on West Plains. The only thing I can say to that is, you know, it's the same on the other end. Shrub picks up the foul, her first team foul. Howard will throw it in for Lady Bulldogs. And she'll get it all the way out to Harris up top. Holcutt with it now. And Shaylee Peterson with the steal. Peterson up ahead, gives it to Colton. She'll spin, has it blocked. Green picks up the basketball. Peterson on the left wing. Back up top to McWilliams. Lady Zizzer set the offense. Now it's Jillian Green in the lane. Shot is up and good. Green going down the right side of the lane with the kiss it off the glass. And it's a four-point lead for Lady Zizzer's. Holcutt up top. On the four, on the right side, Bergie kicks it out. And now Holcutt with it. Up top is Howard. Howard with the basketball at the free throw line. And she just walked with the ball. Doesn't matter because, well, it does because they just, well, foul called on West Plains. Imagine that. That's going to be Ashley Colton picking up her first, second team foul. And so far in this ball game, West Plains has been called for 7 fouls and Carl Junction only 2. Give you an idea. First free throw, no good. Second free throw coming up from Bergie is no good. Green with the rebound. McWilliams bringing it up the floor. Green up top, coming down the lane, and went off the hands of Colton out of bounds. It'll be Lady Bulldog basketball. Lady Zizzers turning the ball over too much, and they're being called for too many fouls here. And Lady Bulldogs are not being called for enough fouls because they're definitely committing them. Howard with the basketball. Now Bergie coming down the lane, gets cut off. And loose basketball on the floor. It's a jump ball. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Triplett's going to check in. And coming out will be Ellison. And McWilliams will bring it up the floor. 6 minutes to go, first half. Lady Zizzer's up by 4. Green on the left side. Peterson now up top. Peterson called for the travel. And it'll be Lady Bulldog basketball. Holcutt will bring it up the floor. Lady Zizzers have dropped back to half court now. They're picking them up at half court, man-to-man. Holcutt gives it up to Harris. Now it's Bergie on the left side. They go inside, gives it up to Triplett. Long three by Howard is good. And it's a one-point Lady Zizzer lead, 5.5 to go first half. McWilliams gets it to Shrub. Now up top to Colton, around the horn they go. Green on the left wing. Green's coming down the left side, missed the layup. Shot it too hard off the glass, and here comes the Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. Bergie up top to Howard. Howard just traveled. McWilliams steals the ball, and she'll lay it in off the glass. Ainsley McWilliams with her 6th point of the game. 3-point Lady Zizzer lead. Holcutt across the timeline. Comes to the left side, and it's picked up by Harris. Harris on the left side. And now she'll give it to Bergie. Bergie on the left side. Now Bergie goes back up top. Bergie and a foul on Colton. That's the 2nd foul on Colton. 13th foul on Lady Zizzers. And Bergie's going to go to the free throw line to shoot 2. And Zoe Scharnhorst is going to be checking back in the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. First free throw is no good for Bergie. And Colton will come out. And Scharnhorst comes back in. Bergie, 2nd free throw, is no good. Green with the rebound. Gets it out to McWilliams. McWilliams bringing it up the floor. Goes inside. Peterson gets it off the glass and in. Peterson with 11. Lady Zizzers up by 5. Hocutt will bring it up the floor with 4:20 to go in the first half. Hocutt on the right side. Comes up top with it. Now gives it up to Triplett. Triplett up top to Howard. Howard goes to the right side. McWilliams steals the basketball. Here come the Lady Zizzers on the fast break. McWilliams will hold up and hit the jumper. Ainsley McWilliams, jumper from the free throw line. Lady Zizzers up by 7. Hocutt on the right wing. Hocutt up top. She'll bring it around the left side. Gives it up to Triplett. Triplett backs up and misses the three-pointer. Ball on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball. It'll go to Carl Junction. Checking in the ball game will be Wade, and coming out will be Harris for Lady Bulldogs. Howard will throw it in on the baseline. Up top, that would be Bergie. Bergie coming down the left side, and she snuck around the defense and scores on the little left-handed layup. 5-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. 3:15 to go in the first half. McWilliams gives it to Shrub. Shrub. And we've got a foul. This time on Carl Junction. Oh, my goodness. Triplett picks up the foul, her first. And that is the first team foul. It's only the third foul of the game on Carl Junction. West Plains has got 8 of them. Officials are playing some favorites here. Shrub from the right wing, no good. And here comes Ellison. Ellison gives it to Hocutt, almost the backcourt there. Hocutt on the right side at the free throw line. Howard with it now. Howard at the free throw line. Now they go down to Howard on the post. And Howard trips on her own feet, lost the ball. Here come Lady Zizzers the other way. McWilliams, Shrub will fire a three. It is no good. Peterson underneath. Missed the basket, but she's going the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. And Wade picks up the foul, her first. Second team foul on Carl Junction. And Peterson will shoot the free throw. She hits the first one. And they never put the Carl Junction second team foul up there. Peterson hits the second one. Lady Zizzers up by 6. They still haven't given Carl Junction that second team foul up on the scoreboard. Hocutt with the basketball. Coming down the lane, kicks it out to Howard. Over to Ellison. Howard up top. Lady Zizzers almost stole it. Triplett on the right wing. She'll go cross court. Over to Ellison. Ellison up top. Howard's going to fire another three. It's good. That's 2 3-pointers for Howard in the ball game. It's a 3-point lead for Lady Zizzers. A minute 50 to go first half. Scharnhorst on the left wing. Peterson up top. Now Green around the horn to Shrub. Zoe Shrub gets it back to Peterson. Now it's McWilliams on the right side. She'll pull up for the jumper. It's good. Ainsley McWilliams now with 10 points in the ball game. 5-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Minute 28 to go first half. Hocutt up top. They still haven't given Carl Junction that second team foul on the scoreboard. And there's a travel on Triplett. I got to be honest, folks, I'm surprised they called it. So Bergie comes back in the ball game. Going out will be Ellison. And McWilliams will bring it up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. A minute 15 to go first half. Lady Zizzers up by 5. McWilliams gives it up to Peterson underneath. She's going to get fouled. And Peterson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Howard picks up the foul, her second. Third team foul, even though they only say two on the scoreboard. Peterson misses the first one. And the second one wouldn't go, but Green gets the rebound and missed the shot. Here comes Hocutt on the right side. Hocutt with the basketball trying to get inside. Foul is called on West Plains. And Hocutt's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul is called on McWilliams. First free throw is good by Hocutt. Second free throw from Hocutt coming up. And it is good as it rolls around, finally falls in. McWilliams up the floor, Shrub will fire from the wing, no good. And rebound by Howard. Triplett with the basketball, 44 seconds to go first half. Lady Zizzer lead is three. Triplett on the right side, gives it up to Berge. Berge on the right wing, she'll go to the baseline, gets cut off by Shrub. Now she'll try it again, this time up, no good. Going to go out of bounds. They're going to give it to Carl Junction. Howard will throw it in on the baseline with 28 seconds to go in the first half. Lady Zizzer's lead is three. Howard to throw it in. Finally, they get it into Hocutt. Hocutt up top, trying to come down the lane, kicks it out to Triplett. Triplett gives it up to Wade. Now Hocutt with the basketball, 14 seconds to go first half. Hocutt, and now Hocutt with the basketball. And inside, Howard shot up, no good. Howard was wanting a foul there, but all she did was throw it out of bounds. Nobody hit her. 2.3 seconds to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzer's up by three. Got to go the length of the floor. McWilliams up to Peterson. She needs to shoot. Didn't get the shot off. At the half, Lady Zizzer's lead is 31-28 over the Carl Junction Lady Bulldogs. We'll take a break. We're back in 3 minutes with your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Hey, pasta lovers, your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn of West Plains just got even better.
What could be better than endless pizza?
How about bottomless baked pastas? We're talking Chicken Alfredo Supreme loaded with tender grilled chicken, creamy sausage and peppers pasta with Italian spices, and classic chicken parmesan baked to perfection.
Mmm, and I can try them all?
That's right, along with their famous pizza, salad, desserts, and more. Visit Pizza Inn of West Plains today on Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware in West Plains.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back. Carl Junction High School. West Plains Lady Scissors lead the Carl Junction Lady Bulldogs 31-28 here at the half. And here's your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. Lady Scissors led it 19-17 at the end of one. They've led 31-28 here at the half. Lady Scissors have had as much as an 8-point lead. And, however, Lady Scissors been whistled for 9 fouls here in the first half. Carl Junction with 5. And Lady Scissors scoring-wise, Shaylee Peterson leading the way with 13 points. Angela McWilliams has 10. 2 points for Lucy Hafer, Zoe Scharnhorst, Jillian Green, and Ashley Colton in the ball game. Lucy Hafer with 3 fouls. She picked those up in about the first 2 minutes of the ball game, and she's been sitting ever since. And Zoe Scharnhorst picked up her 2nd foul in the first quarter, so she had to sit for a little while, but she came back in the 2nd quarter and played. For Carl Junction, 10 points from Bergie to lead the way for the Lady Bulldogs. 6 points for Howard, 6 for Triplett, 5 points for Hoka, and nobody in foul trouble for the Lady Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs have hit 4 three-pointers here in the first half, and the Lady Scissors have only hit 1 three-pointer here in the first half. Lady Scissors are going to have to make their shot, and they're going to have to adjust because these officials are going to call fouls on the Lady Scissors and apparently not going to call them on Carl Junction. So Lady Scissors are going to have to adjust their play and not foul so much here in the second half, and they need to make their shot and hit the board. The other thing Lady Scissors need to work on here in the second half is they're going to have to close that lane off. Carl Junction has been just running screens and around and from side to side until they see the Lady Scissors relax a little bit and open that lane up. And when that lane gets open, whoever has the ball just starts driving it down the lane. And it's either resulted in a layup or fouls on the Lady Scissors and Carl Junction at the free throw line to shoot free throws. So some things Lady Scissors are going to have to work on here in the second half if they're going to get out of Carl Junction with the victory. All right. Don't forget, coming up after this game, we've got Zizzer Boys basketball action against Carl Junction, and we'll have that one for you. It'll be right after this game. All right, this is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show, and we'll come back and give you the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone in West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GM of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Johnson. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. As we start the third quarter, Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Scharnhorst on the right wing. They'll go to Peterson down low and puts it up and in. Shirley Peterson with 15 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by 6. Howard will bring it up the floor and goes to the right side. That will be Ellison around the horn. Berge on the left side, dribbling into the lane, shot up, and it falls. Berge was able to get it to bounce up and in, and it's a four-point lead. McWilliams down the right side and scores. Ainsley McWilliams now with 12 points in the ball game. Howard gives it up to Triplett. Lady Zizzers in that man-to-man defense. Triplett, she has carried the ball, no call. Howard with it up top. Howard with the basketball in the lane. Howard just pushed Peterson out of the way and scores, and they didn't do anything about it. Here's Zoe Scharnhorst up the floor in a hurry on the left side, scores. Six-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. Ellison with the basketball, and it's stolen by the Lady Zizzers. Hafer with it now. Hafer and McWilliams will get it, but she couldn't make it. And back to McWilliams. She'll put it up again. No good. And Lady Bulldogs with the rebound. Triplett bringing it up the floor. Triplett on the right side. They'll go down on the block. Now they'll kick it back out. Ellison with the basketball left side. Triplett lost it. Green, and finally it's stolen by McWilliams. Here comes Ainsley McWilliams the other way. She's going to get fouled. Bergie just hauled off and walloped McWilliams. Didn't want her to have a chance to even let that ball have a chance to go in. So now McWilliams will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. And she makes the first one. McWilliams with 13 points in the ball game. Second free throw from McWilliams is no good. And loose ball, Green comes away with it and couldn't make it off the glass. And we've got a jump ball. It will go to Carl Junction. And Green just is not having a good offensive night. She can't get him to fall in. It'll be Bergie to bring. Nope, that's Triplett to bring it up the floor across the timeline. Triplett up top. Triplett. And we got a foul. Believe it's going to be on McWilliams. That'll be the second on McWilliams. First team foul on West Plains. 5:21 to go third quarter. 38-31. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Howard to throw it in. And she'll get it up to Bergie, who's coming down the lane. Missed the shot. Hafer with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. Kicks it over. Peterson will fire a three from the wing. No good. And Bergie coming the other way, and she's going to score on the layup. 5-point lead. Here's Green coming the other way with a reverse, and it wouldn't fall. I tell you what, folks, Green's getting some real easy shots. It just will not go through for her right now in this ball game. And so she steals it. And up the floor, McWilliams with it. Over to Lucy Hafer, and she'll score on the layup. It's a 7-point Lady Zizzer lead. 4.5 to go third quarter. And timeout called by Carl Junction. 4:25 to go. 40-33. Lady Zizzers with the lead. And we are coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
The real estate market is still strong, and you have time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate Realty puts clients first, so call them today at 417-257-2733. Visit WestgateRealty.com or search Westgate Realty on Facebook. Go Zizzer!
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School and the Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. Lady Zizzers lead by 7 with 4:18 to go here in the third quarter. Triplett on the left side. She'll dribble up top. Gives it up to Bergie. Bergie coming down the lane. Now she'll take it out to the left. Triplett in the lane this time. Missed shot. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up across the timeline. She'll pull up for a three, and it is no good. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. I just knew they were going to give that to Carl Junction. And Lady Zizzers might have got away right there. I mean, that one might have went off of Lady Zizzers. Peterson gets it over to Hafer. Sharnhorst up top. McWilliams will fire another three. Top of the key, no good. Green with the rebound gives it to Sharnhorst, who just got fouled. No foul, but they will give it to Lady Zizzers on the baseline. So Odafer comes in. Green will throw it in on the baseline, gets it to McWilliams, back to Green, to Peterson. Scharnhorst down the corner is Hafer. Back to Scharnhorst up top for three, no good. And Carl Junction with the rebound. And that is going to go to Lady Zizzers off the hands of Hokud. So here we go. Green to throw it in on the baseline. Gives it to McWilliams. Back to Green. Over to Scharnhorst, who will fire a three, and that one goes in. Zoe Scharnhorst with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Lady Zizzers have their biggest lead of the night at 10 with 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Triplett with the basketball. Gives it up to Hokut up top. Hokut at the free throw line. Trying to get down the lane. And offensive foul is going to be called on, that's going to be on Odafer, I believe. And that's her first, second team foul here in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Scharnhorst on the left wing, goes inside. Peterson missed it, but Green with the rebound, puts it back up. It would not go. Out of bounds, it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. I tell you what, that has just got to be frustrating for Jillian Green out there right now for the freshman. It is bouncing around and just will not go in for her. And backcourt going to be called on Lady Zizzers. It'll go to Carl Junction at half court. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 10. Howard will throw it in. Gives it to Hokut. Hokut up top. And she'll go to the left side. Hokut trying to go inside. And Hokut gets the left-handed layup to go in. Here comes McWilliams. She'll pull up for a jumper at the free throw line. No good. Peterson underneath, and she's fouled. Peterson's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And this foul is going to go on Howard. That's Howard's third. Third team foul on Lady Bulldogs. And Peterson misses the first one. And Peterson makes the second one. Peterson now with 16 in the ball game. Ashley Colton will check in. Peterson will get a breather. Lady Zizzers lead it by 9 with 2:14 to go in the third quarter. And it'll be Berge bringing it up the floor. And all the way down the left side, Berge gets the jumper over Lucy Hafer. And at time, going to go out of bounds off of the hands of Green as Colton driving the left side couldn't get it to go in, and it'll be Lady Bulldog basketball. 7-point lead for Lady Zizzers. Berge with the basketball on the left side, gives it up to Odafer. Berge's going to shoot, and they're going to call a foul on West Plains. Imagine that. Zoe Scharnhorst just picked up her third foul, second team foul, but Berge's going to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Bulldogs. And she makes the first one. Berge leads the Lady Bulldogs with 17 points. Scharnhorst and Hafer will come out. Peterson and Zoe Shrub are in for the Lady Zizzers. Second free throw from Berge is no good. Green with the rebound. Gets it up to McWilliams. Up the floor. Back to McWilliams up top. Lady Zizzers will set it up. Now they'll give it to Shrub. And Shrub had the pass knocked away. Fergie with the basketball coming down the lane, and that one's no good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams with the basketball. Minute 18 to go here in the third quarter. McWilliams will fire a three. Top of the key, it's good. McWilliams with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Back to a nine-point Lady Zizzer lead. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Hocut on the right side. She'll dribble back up top. Goes over to Berge on the left side. Berge kicks it out. Hocut's going to fire a three. That one's no good. And loose basketball. Blocked by Green. Blocked by Green again. And it'll be Lady Bulldog basketball. 44 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Howard will throw it in on the side. Howard looking. And finally, it is, well, it was off of Hoka's hand, but Berge picks it up. Berge trying to drive. Shot up, no good. Green with the rebound. Green coming up the floor. Kicks it over to Colton, and she couldn't score. Hocut with the rebound. Lady Zizzers are going to have to start making these layups. Hocut misses the shot. Green with the rebound. McWilliams up the floor to Shrub. Shrub will give it to Colton underneath. And this time, Ashley Colton scores. Lady Zizzers up by 11. 6 seconds. Hocut with a basketball. 4 seconds. Here comes Berge, and she gets wide open for a layup. At the end of three, 49-40, Lady Zizzers with the lead. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School. Lady Zizzers lead the Lady Bulldogs 49-40 as we start the fourth quarter. Lady Zizzers will have the basketball. Shrub, McWilliams, Green, Colton, and Peterson in the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams gives it to Green. Green kicks it to Peterson underneath, and she scores again. Peterson with 18 in the ball game. It's an 11-point lead for Lady Zizzers. Carl Junction with the basketball. Hocut up top. There's a long three. That's an air ball three. And that was Ellison that time. So Hafer is going to check in. Colton's going to come out for the Lady Zizzers. 7.5 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up 51-40. They've got the basketball. McWilliams top of the key. Shrub with it now. And now we've got, folks, we have had all kinds of contact here, and now they call a hand check foul. Going to be on Hocut, and that's her second. First team foul here. In the fourth quarter, Lady Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. McWilliams to throw it in. Over to Shrub. Shrub coming down the lane. Puts it up. Will not go. Green underneath. Kicks it back out to Hafer. And now Green over on the right wing. Up top to McWilliams. Shrub kicks it out. Green again. Inside the lane. And it will not go. But Peterson is there. Puts it back in. Peterson now with 20 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it by 13, their biggest lead of the ball game. 6:50 to go in the game. Hocut going inside to Howard. That's going out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. And Carl Junction is hollering, how come they didn't call the foul on Peterson? Well, I'll tell you why. She was standing straight up. Never moved, never jumped, never nothing. McWilliams kicks it out to Green. Green's coming down the lane, kicks it over to Hafer. Shrub now will fire the three. It's good from the left wing. Zoe Shrub with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. Lady Zizzers up by 16, their biggest lead. Hocut gives it underneath to Harris. Up top, that's Ellison with the basketball. Goes back to Harris now. Loose ball on the floor. And Carl Junction calls a timeout. 6:15 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by 16. And we are coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Spring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, bush hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today.
Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers. For full disclaimer,
you're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction High School. Lady Bulldogs will inbound the basketball at half court. 6:15 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead at 56-40. Hocut up top gives it to Berge. Berge looking to drive, gets cut off. Now she's looking to go the other way, puts it up, no good. Hafer with the rebound. And now we got a foul call on Carl Junction. And that'll be on Triplett. That's her second. Second team foul on Carl Junction this quarter. Hafer with the basketball on the right side. Hafer trying to drive, kicks it over to Shrub. Shrub now, and she's going to get fouled by Triplett. And Triplett picks up her third foul, third team foul on Carl Junction. So Lady Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. McWilliams will throw it in. Gives it to Peterson. Over to Hafer now on the right wing. Up top, that's McWilliams. Back over to Hafer on the right side. In the corner of Shrub, she'll put up the three. It's good. Zoe Shrub with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. Lady Zizzers lead it by 19 now, their biggest lead of the ball game with 5:28 to go in the ball game. Berge up top, shouting instructions. She falls down. That'll be a travel. And it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. So Hafer will throw it in, and the Lady Bulldogs with some full court pressure now. That's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. They'll go to the other side of the court and try it now on the baseline. And Hafer gets it to McWilliams. McWilliams across the timeline. She'll pull up at the free throw line, miss the shot, and it'll be Triplett with the basketball. Hafer back to defend, and now they're going to call a blocking foul on Hafer. And that'll be number four on Lucy Hafer, first team foul on Lady Zizzer. But it'll put Triplett at the free throw line to shoot two with 5:07 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzer's up by 19. Triplett shooting two. Makes the first one. Here comes Zoe Scharnhorst in. Lucy Hafer will come out for the Lady Zizzer's. Now Triplett's second free throw is no good. Green with the rebound. McWilliams bringing it up the floor. Shrub will fire from the right side. No good. Scharnhorst couldn't hang on to it. Peterson's got it. And we've got a jump ball. It's going to Carl Junction. 4:55 to go here in the ball game. 59-41. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Berge will bring it up the floor. Berge on the right side. Now to go Howard at the free throw line. Berge back door. Missed the layup. Peterson gets it out to Shrub. Shrub across the timeline on the right side. Shrub coming down and scores on the layup from the right side. Zoe Shrub with 8. It's a 20-point lead. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Lady Zizzers. Holcutt now at the free throw line up top. Right side. Berge going to drive. Pulls up on the baseline. Shot no good. Green with the rebound. McWilliams up the floor. Peterson on the right side. Peterson back to McWilliams. She'll pull up for a three. That one's no good. Green with the rebound. Shrub on the left wing for three. It's no good. Peterson underneath. Shot no good. Going out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Ellison will check in now for Lady Bulldogs. Holcutt comes out. 3:58 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by 20. Green missed the inbound shot. Peterson ties her up. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. Lady Zizzers lead it by 20 with 3:53 to go in the ball game. McWilliams will throw it in. And Shrub on the right side baseline, no good. Scharnhorst gets the loose basketball. McWilliams down to Peterson underneath, and it goes in. Shaylee Peterson with 22 points in the ball game. 22-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Berge going to give it underneath to Harris, and she'll kick it back to Berge. Berge pulls up. Shot goes up, no good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams with it, brings it up the floor. McWilliams free throw line, it's good. Ainsley McWilliams now with 18 in the ball game, and it's a 24-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. And Green almost had it stolen there on the far side, but it goes out of bounds. Delani Wahome is getting ready to check in, and Peterson's going to come out of the ball game. Peterson will leave with 22 points with a 24-point lead, 3:08 to go in the ball game. Howard will throw it in. And Berge has it up top. And loose basketball, but Howard runs it down. Howard up top. Howard trying to come down the lane, and they're going to call a foul on Green. And that's Green's first foul of the ball game, second team foul this quarter. And Howard will go to the free throw line to shoot two. For Lady Bulldog. And the first one's good by Howard. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Don't forget, Zizzer Boys varsity action right after this game against Carl Junction. We'll have it for you on the radio. And Howard hits the second free throw, so she's got 10 points in the ball game. McWilliams. Scharnhorst driving the baseline. It's going to be blocked by Howard. Here comes Berge the other way. Berge almost lost it. Triplett with it now. Howard. Howard wants to come down the lane. Gets cut off. Triplett. And she's going to be fouled by Wahome. So that's the third team foul on Lady Zizzers. And Triplett will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 2.5 to go in the ball game. 22-point lead for the Lady Zizzers, and Triplett to the free throw line to shoot two. And she missed the first one. Second free throw for Triplett. Is good. Triplett now with 8 points in the ball game. McWilliams up the floor, gets it to Wahome, and she scores underneath. First points for Delani Wahome in the ball game. 23-point lead. 2:20 to go in the ball game. And three, no good. Now Ellison with the basketball coming down the lane. It'll go in. Ellison gets her first points of the ball game. And it'll be McWilliams to bring it up the floor across the timeline. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. 21-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams gives it to Shrub. Shrub, and there's a foul. And see, they call it on. I think it's going to be Howard. Howard just picked up her fourth team foul on Carl Junction. Ellison comes out. Hocut comes back in. The Lady Zizzers will inbound it on the baseline. McWilliams to throw it in. Up top to Scharnhorst, over to Shrub. She'll fire a three. It is no good. And Hocut with the rebound. Hocut drives down. She just traveled with the basketball. 40 to go in the ball game. Now Sills will check in, and Bergie will come out. Minute 40 to go in the ball game, 67-46. Lady Zizzers up by 21. McWilliams crossed the timeline. Minute and a half to go now. Scharnhorst on the right wing. Green. Green's going to roll on the left, and then she gets one to go in. Gillian Green got one to go in. Here comes Hocut. Hocut on the right side. Now she'll go up top. Hocut kicks it up to Howard. Howard in the lane. That's going to be a foul, I believe, on Green. Howard will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Green. So that's a fourth team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And Howard misses the first free throw. And now Harris comes out. And Wade checks in for Lady Bulldogs. Minute 12 to go. Lady Zizzers up by 23. Howard's second free throw is good. So Howard now with 11. And now Howard is going to come out of the ball game. And Smith will come in. And the Lady Zizzers, I believe it's senior night here. I believe they're going to honor their seniors in between the girls and boys varsity games here. So Colton on the right wing. Brings it over to Hafer on the left wing. Back to Colton up top. Colton with the basketball. Gives it to Green now. Back to Colton in the left corner. Up top to McWilliams. McWilliams. And Hafer with the basketball up top. And now it's stolen away. And coming the other way. And it's blocked by Green. Jillian Green with the block. 38 seconds to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by 22. Lady Zizzers are going to go to 16-8 on the season. Carl Junction will fall to 5-17. Sills will throw it in on the baseline for the Lady Bulldogs. Down low is Smith, and Green just reached in and took it away. McWilliams will bring it up the floor with 30 seconds. Colton with it. Back to McWilliams up top. Green on the right side. Gives it to Colton. Colton with the basketball. Back to Green up top. Lady Zizzers aren't going to shoot it. They're just going to run the clock out. 13 seconds now. Colton with it. Up top. Down to 5 seconds. Colton dribbling. And Wahome, and that's it. Lady Zizzers are going to win it. 69-47 over the Carl Junction Lady Bulldogs, and we'll take a break, and we'll come back with our Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic postgame show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Creature Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
To Carl Junction High School, West Plains Lady Zizzers just beat the Carl Junction Lady Bulldogs 69-47. For the Lady Zizzers, they were led by Shaylee Peterson with 22, 18 for Ainsley McWilliams, 8 points for Zoe Shrub, 7 points for Zoe Sharnhorst, Lucy Hafer with 4, Jillian Green with 4, Ashley Colton with 4, and 2 for Delani Wahomie. For the Lady Bulldogs, 19 for Bergie, 7 points for Hoka, 11 for Howard, 2 for Ellison, and 8 for Triplett. Lady Zizzers led it 19-17 at the end of 1, 31-28 at the half. They led 49-40 at the end of 3, and they win it 69-47. They held Carl Junction to 7 points in the fourth quarter, while the Lady Zizzers scored 20. Lady Zizzers now go to 16-8 on the season. Carl Junction now 5-17. Well, your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game is going to be Shaylee Peterson and Ainsley McWilliams. Peterson with 22, McWilliams with 18. They had 40 of the Lady Zizzers' 69 points here tonight. So Shaylee Peterson, Ainsley McWilliams will be the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic players of the game. Okay, now we're going to step away for a little bit because it will be Carl Junction senior night here. So we'll step away and we'll have boys basketball coming your way in just a little while. So stay with us. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GM of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.